The death of American singer and actress Whitney Houston has sparked discussion about accidental overdosing on prescription drugs. The official cause of Houston's death is still pending, but authorities found a small amount of prescription drugs in her hotel room, and people reported seeing her drinking champagne in the days before her death. Some of these medicines slow down the central nervous system. Alcohol does the same. The combination could be deadly. Jennifer Brand is a doctor of pharmacology at MedStar Washington Hospital Center.
Something that we're seeing more and more of, particularly in the news, is combinations of painkillers, things like OxyContin, Percocet, Vicodin, and anti-anxiety medications.
Millions of Americans take antidepressants, sleep aids, and painkillers. The pharmacy's label on the bottle can provide a false sense of security. This young man, known as Greg, used medicines prescribed to his parents.
I could rationalize and justify taking these pills because, you know, the doctors made them. And it wasn't like I was buying a white bag on the street.
A few years ago, doctors at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention noticed a trend in deaths from prescription drug use. In 2008, they published a study confirming their observations. Dr. Aaron Hall is one of the co-authors.
In the study, we found that the majority of people who overdosed on prescription drugs did not have prescriptions for the drugs that killed them.
But patients also have access to their own prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, and herbal remedies.
Every medication that you add increases the risk for harm to occur as well.
If a patient sees more than one doctor and uses more than one pharmacy, a potentially dangerous consequence is that no one, at least no healthcare professional, has a complete list of his or her medications. It's also hard to know how someone reacts to even one type of medicine.
Every patient reacts differently to medication. Some are extremely sensitive. Some take much more medication and don't have any effect at all. And unfortunately, there's no way to really know that for sure.
Jennifer Brand recommends sticking with one primary physician. And if you do see specialists, make sure all your doctors know what medicines you're taking. She also recommends using only one pharmacy. And if you want to take something else, ask a pharmacist if it's safe to take with your prescriptions. Carol Pearson, VOA News.